This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, a Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also the top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee, and he's a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Michigan come 2010. We want to get his thoughts on a report circulating Monday that the Obama Justice Department, led by Attorney General Eric Holder, is likely to appoint a special prosecutor to look into possible prosecutions for interrogation of terrorist detainees over the first several years of the war on terror. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, you and I have talked before about the morale inside the CIA as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has gone back and forth with the agency about whether or not members of Congress were lied to about waterboarding and other issues in the first several years of the war on terror. We know the administration has made a couple of decisions on releasing classified information on the interrogations. They're now fighting to keep the photos from being released to the public. What do you make of the likelihood of a special prosecutor being asked to look into these interrogations?
Well, I think it's a phenomenally bad idea. The president has said for 4, 5, 6 months, let's look forward and let's not look back. And then consistently his administration keeps looking back. His partners in Congress, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, they keep wanting to look bad and attack the previous administration at the same time that we continue to face real threats from radical jihadists. So it's a very confusing administration. The president says one thing, but all the actions indicate doing something else. And the bottom line is they continue to attack the men and women who have kept us safe over the last 7 or 8 years, the men and women in the intelligence community.
Congressman, even unnamed Justice Department officials who were quoted for these various news reports on the likelihood of this prosecutor say it's extremely unlikely that you would ever actually get a conviction out of this. So if that's the case, why go forward with it, do you think?
Well, that's right. Get a conviction. It is, excuse me, these people were doing what the leadership in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, asked them to do and funded them to do, and we're talking about prosecuting the men and women in the CIA. It is absolutely outrageous. You know, bring Nancy Pelosi in front of Eric Holder and a special, a prosecutor. Bring the leadership in the House and the Senate in front of Eric Holder and a special prosecutor. Don't start with the men and women in the CIA. Put us in front of these folks, and if there's going to be any type of accountability, it has to begin with Congress. Remember, nothing happens in the administration unless Congress funds it, and that funding begins in the House of Representatives, and for at least part of that time, Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. At other times, she was the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, or she was the minority leader in the House. You know, start there. If they want to look backwards, start with her.
Congressman, in terms of the impact on the agency, I remember when you and I chatted a few weeks ago, you very well explained why this is a problem with morale. We keep hearing critics of the administration say that it hurts morale. You did a great job of explaining that. Go over that again if you can, and also what it will mean for the agency when they're asked to do these things by Congress, how difficult it is, and what is required of them to go forward and collect this sort of information.
Greg, this is not brain surgery. You ask people to go do something to keep America safe, and then 8 years later you're held up to being potentially prosecuted, destroying your career, destroying your life, making your life pure chaos. What this does to the people who are in the intelligence community today, it destroys their morale. They have been taking risks to keep us safe and doing what they thought the leadership, the political leadership of America, wanted them to do. Their colleagues are looking at this and they're saying, whoa, this political landscape is pretty fluid. Maybe when they ask me to do something, maybe I better wait until I get it clearly established in a legal document that this really is what they want me to do. That I'm fully protected legally. You're going to get a legalistic intelligence community. You're also going to get the best and the brightest leave the community. In the last few months, President Obama has floated some names in the intelligence community for promotions, to move up the ladder, to take positions of responsibility that they are well qualified to fill. And then Congress came back and said, these people are kind of linked to some of the previous policies of the previous administration, so let's kind of withdraw these nominations. So now people are seeing that by doing what politicians ask them to do, they may lose the opportunity for career promotion, so they're going to start leaving the agency. You'll also start seeing some of the best and brightest who are thinking about entering the community say, do I really want to be a part of this? What kind of career path is there? I want to work for my country. I want to do what's right. I've got a tremendous love for my country, and I want to serve. But, boy, if this is how they treat the people in the CIA and in the intelligence community, I think I'll try to find another place to serve. You can't find one thing positive coming out of what Eric Holder and others within the administration are talking about.
Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra is the top GOP member of the House Intelligence Committee, represents Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, and is a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in Michigan come 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.